We're here at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting annual trade talk in Kansas City with our sponsor, BASF, at their booth in Trade Talk. And with me is Luke Bozeman, Technical Market Manager, Herbicides for BASF. And he's going to talk a little bit about some of the BASF herbicide products, including Engenia, and how Engenia is coming along, because it's going to be for dicamba-tolerant soybeans and cotton. And when are we looking at this launch?
We're very excited that things are progressing well. Our field trials this past year with Engenia and our portfolio of herbicides performed as expected, which is very good. Regulatory reviews are progressing nicely, and we're expecting to be in the marketplace following the approval of the dicamba-tolerant soybeans and cotton, which looks like it could be 2015 for commercial. So we're keeping our fingers crossed, but it's looking very good.
Did you have any more trials this year that you can talk about?
Well, you know, we did. We had trials in soybeans and cotton, really fine-tuning how Engenia fits into an overall system for controlling some of these difficult-to-control broadleaf weeds. And the performance is very good. You know, in 2013, we had a fairly wet year. We're happy to see that performance was strong. In 2012, if you recall, was very dry. Again, performance was good. So we're seeing some nice consistency, and it's going to be a great tool for growers that are battling some of these difficult weeds like Palmer pigweed in the southeast, water hemp, and common and giant ragweed in the Midwest.
Well, we just keep hearing about the weed resistance problem spreading all over the country. It's spreading. It's gone far west and far further north than we really thought, right?
Well, it's really become a coast-to-coast problem. You know, over 60 million acres are infested with resistant weeds. And we think it's important that growers approach their weed program from a very consistent and diverse approach. You know, one herbicide doesn't do everything anymore. And at BASF, we have products that growers can use that provide residual control up front, burn down of weeds prior to planting as well, and then the early post programs that keep the fields clean from start to finish.
Well, another important thing when we're talking about controlling herbicides and making sure that we get the most out of these products, when it's a little bit more difficult now to have these different modes of action and things that farmers have to go in at different times. But another way to make it more effective is to make sure you're being efficient, and that's where your on-target application academy program comes in. We have the second year of it this year. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, you know, with it's important with any product that a grower is applying that it be done effectively. And, you know, 80% of growers self-apply their herbicides. And when we talk to them, they overwhelmingly tell us that they want to know how to do it more effectively. And that's why we initiated, in 2012, the On-Target Application Academy. You know, since then, we've had over 3,000 growers come through our training events, which are face-to-face, hands-on. And we'll be continuing that, certainly for the next several years. And actually, I'm very excited because in 2014, we'll be developing a online tool that will allow growers at their convenience to source the most recent up-to-date information on application technologies.
What are some of the things that you cover in the On-Target Application Academy? Nozzle size, that kind of thing?
The right nozzle is critical for maintaining on-target application. And so that is covered in depth. But one nozzle doesn't fit all situations. For instance, some of our burndown products, we want to have better coverage. They're contact herbicides, something like Sharpen or Optil Pro. With Engenia, Engenia is a systemic herbicide, and it's extremely active. So it's critical that growers apply it in a way that it doesn't move off target. Spray drift is a bad thing. And there we use nozzles that produce coarser droplets, which maintain a much lesser tendency to drift off target. We've done a lot of work over the last several years confirming and validating that the efficacy is there using these types of nozzles, and we'll be continuing that. But I think that's important for growers to understand. One nozzle doesn't fit every situation.
About how many academies do you have throughout the year in the different areas, and what kind of people attend? Is it farmers? Do you have custom applicators, those kind of people that attend?
Well, you know, we really focus on our grower applicators. You know, they're the ones that that may not have the opportunity to source a lot of the information that that a custom applicator may be able to. We've had over 30 events this year, and the growers can find out about the events by contacting their local retailer or their BASF representative. And also, we have an On-Target Application Academy website, otaa.basf.us, that the events are posted there as they become scheduled.
It's all about getting the most out of the product too.
That's right, and you know BASF takes stewardship of our herbicides very seriously, and we invented dicamba, which is the base ingredient for Ingenia herbicide, and really know how that product should be used. And that's one of the things that we talk continuously about to our growers, and the stewardship piece is a critical part of that.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Luke Bozeman, here at the NAFB 2013 Trade Talk. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.